Today's message from Sananda. The battle between the light and darkness raged since the beginning of mankind. The representatives of the dark power want to secure the hegemony on this planet, and for a long time, it seemed that this plan has been crowned with success. Mankind has been imprisoned due to manipulations of the body and could not liberate itself nor cast off the yoke of darkness. This time of human powerlessness is over, since heaven has announced the planetary and cosmic change, and since it is ongoing on Earth. Today, the high light quality from all that is, which flows to Earth incessantly, serves so that individual human beings can free themselves from the energetic connections to the masters of darkness. This is a process. In order so that this process of awakening of individual human beings as well as the collective may proceed, it is now necessary to dissolve all still active contracts and black magic initiations from the time of and after Atlantis. It is necessary to suspend and redeem the dark heritage from Atlantis, those black magic energies which survived the downfall of Atlantis. It is time to do this now on the next level, so that the divine light may circulate entirely free and unhindered throughout your being. Hour of protection. Today, here, now, do we want to direct our undivided attention towards this necessity so that healings on the next deeper lying levels of your being may occur. Today, here and now, we will remove further layers of darkness from human souls, and we will free whatever blocks your heart love until you become entirely receptive for unconditional love, for the Christ light in yourself, until your essence becomes permeable for the only reality of all life, God's omnipresent love. The dissolution and extinction of such dark initiations today form an important part of any healing. Without the total redemption of these circumstances on all levels of being, any healing is incomplete. It is necessary to redeem all programming and contracts from all epochs of time entirely, if the whole being shall be flooded with the divine light and be imbued in the divine light. Then the path to enlightenment is free, and then the divine consciousness reveals itself to you in its almightiness and glory. The wind has truly shifted, and the return of the living Christ in your hearts is now being fulfilled. In the second part of these healings is God's grace. Each human being who participates in this manifestation of the light will be given the light-filled and living energy of the Ankh. The key of Ankh opens a gate to abundance and to life. The key of Ankh represents two poles and can give life or take life. And therefore, many powers were enticed to control human beings by means of this energy. Today, here and now, these manipulative initiations are being extinguished, and the pure energy of God's love vibration in its appropriate frequency for each human being will be meditated and be admitted to one's being. Connected with this light-filled initiation into the Ankh energy is another binding of human beings to God's abundance and a deeper understanding of eternity and eternally, and an unconditional trust in all which is, and is also connected with its further activation of the light body. All right, therefore, go there and provide sufficient strength and energy for your own self-healing today. Number one, no longer engage in any compromises. Number two, look there. Where did you not want to look before? Number three, touch what deemed untouchable for you so far. Number four, overcome any fear of metamorphosis. Number five, begin to celebrate successes of your transformation and begin to love further steps until your perfection. Number six, Love the metamorphosis, love the new, and love the possibilities which today are offered to you. Number 7, do not say it is enough. Do not say you have already done enough. Do not say you are tired and you deserve a rest. That was really funny. Rather say, come now until I am perfected. Take effect your divine power. Take effect your divine love, unconditionally within me and through me. Number 9, no longer let yourself be irritated due to daily affairs. Do not let yourself be irritated due to do not let yourself be diverted from your light-filled path or be kept from your loving doings. Recognize what is incorrect action in you and around you and illuminate it with your light. Number 11, know that you are life. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are love. Now, human beings, having arrived in the flow of life, devote themselves to God's guidance and to their light of love. Go there, because you are reborn, and from now are being reborn in every instance. I'm amongst you from the beginning of time and until the end of days, into eternity, Sananda.
So, greetings, everybody.
Greetings.
And welcome to our co-creative gathering. Feels good to unite for the purpose of cooperating, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We made this connection today to work on the manifestation of a new Lemurian nation, a new Garden of Eden. Honor the ways of all Lemurian ancestors. The ultimate goal of the divine plan, the mission was to bring on this planet all negative entities, energies, all darkness, and transmute it completely in pure love energy. It is time now for us, the keepers of the land, to take this mission on a deeper level. The hour has come for all calendars and, on the cosmic time scale, about God willing and on the choice of our souls. At the option of Mother Earth, ready to begin her ascension, to make this planet a true heavenly realm, aligned with divine order. We are the bird tribe, the winged ones from heaven to assist in the raising of the vibration of planet Earth. And humanity's awakening is truly inevitable. Right now. We are here to ensure humanity's complete freedom. The human hearts must evolve to meet their responsibilities. We must take a quantum leap beyond the nightmare of this world and awaken to a new way of being human. This cannot be accomplished by technological means, but only by a mass personal transformation that will be reflected in the form of our planetary society. Only this can restore harmony between us and harmony with the sacred and always sustainable processes of nature. What is absolutely essential is that we co-create a truly sustainable and compassionate tarnation society. But we cannot bring this kind of society to the whole planet without bringing it to ourselves first and let it flow through humanity. This is why I accepted the mission to bring a new Lemurian nation in the surface with all of you together, everyone, and run this ceremony with me. So, this new Lemurian nation is a kind of new platform for us to express our freedom and spread the energies of the new paradigm of human the human civilization. To take back our power, to take back what belongs to us on this planet. And this is why we are proceeding this ceremony here in the area of Manchester, a symbolic connection to our Liberian tribe, so they may help and guide us during the opening of this portal. We will not heal every trouble on the planet just by doing this ceremony, but today is a big step for us in order to achieve this goal. Bringing this platform, this new way of living to ourselves is one step to show the way before we can be able to entirely heal the planet. This portal is also necessary to bring the prosperity needed to all lightworkers to keep up their mission and our mission as well. So today we will bless the whole with pure intentions. So after talking about the new Lemuria and its creation, we are going to meditate with the intention of focusing on the sincerity and purity in our hearts, and being to ask that this energy portal be open. So here's an extract from an article named Return of the Dragon King, Spirit in Motion. The Hopi elders said that we have now entered into the age of the bird clan. The great winged denizens of the cosmos are no longer separate from our essence. The angels, dragons, phoenix, griffins, and winged sacred guardians of the veils now live within our hearts. We are the guardians, protectors, teachers, and guides of the sacred ways. We are the progenitors of the eternal light. Our essence is born of the stars, and our wings unite our spirits with the heavens. So this is no coincidence that we are here in space and time. The area around Mount Shasta is perfect and one of the most powerful vortexes on this planet. And today is the summer solstice. A summer solstice ritual can be performed to fulfill the external, physical and emotional manifestations of our internal desires, such as love and wealth. In ancient times, it was considered as a time of fullness of life, worldly blessings and celebrations. And not much has changed today in how we look at summer.